Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at 9:20 a.m. on KCBS, we're giving you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, America's veterans face mental health hurdles long after their service has concluded. There's a new national campaign to fight the stigma around asking for help. And to tell us more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Raul Andrews Jr., Executive Director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. And if you have a question you would like answered, please email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Mr. Andrews, thank you very much for joining us here on KCBS. I think it's hard for people to imagine that our veterans who've had to go through so much have to struggle so much with their mental health and have such a tough time asking for help. And veterans have accounted for nearly 18% of suicides nationwide. What is driving that?
Thank you for having us, Jason. One of the challenges that I think we're seeing is that we haven't been prepared to receive our heroes back after they've performed those services to defend our freedoms. And so we don't know what to look for. They don't understand the symptoms. And then we have a language communications barrier, so we don't have the awareness and literacy we need to provide help when help is needed.
What sort of services do the armed forces provide to veterans?
So the structure that comes with being in the military around order, discipline, command, language, uniform, all of those resources that are available when they're in service are not necessarily immediately available when they rotate out. So, for example, you know, sometimes you might get an order from an officer to go to sick bay, right? There's no sick bay in civilian life. You have to figure that out for yourself, and it doesn't mean you can't learn how to do it, but you do need some help to get it done. These are our heroes, Jason, and we're losing, on average, 17 veterans per day to suicide. The reason we expanded our campaign is because 40% of those veterans didn't have a mental health diagnosis or any mental health treatment in the full year before they passed away.
Just a staggering figure, 17 suicides per day. Raul, how do veterans struggle to readjust to civilian life after their service concludes?
Well, it's not surprising that veterans have self-identity and self-worth tied to their service, and we can never say thank you enough to them or the families that sacrifice for the work they do. But the majority of us, overwhelmingly, have not been in the military. So they're doing a unique, hard job in hard places, at hard times, that we could never appreciate in the civilian world. So once they leave that community, that language, that uniform, now they come back and maybe you're working for a boss or a manager who didn't serve. You know, maybe you're at University of San Francisco sitting next to an 18, 19-year-old going back to school. They don't have any context for what a veteran has been through, having just graduated from high school, right? And then you have situations where veterans had all their worth, all their self-worth tied into being in the military. Now that's not there anymore. So what do I do next? They don't know where to turn, and that's what we hope the campaign, Mental Health Care Works, can be a bridge from military to civilian life that focuses on their well-being.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We're talking about the mental health hurdles facing America's veterans on Ask an Expert, and we're talking with Raul Andrews Jr., Executive Director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation. If you have a question you would like answered, please email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Raul, what are the warning signs that families and close friends should watch for?
So the nice thing about our campaign and what we're very proud of is that veterans step forward with courage to tell us how to do this right, and that we paired them with our doctors in the American Psychiatric Association. The number one thing to be looking for is sleep. Our veterans too often are not sleeping well, and they're not sleeping enough, or they might in some instances be sleeping too much. We just need to be aware of that sign. The second thing we need to be looking at is diet and nutrition. They're binge eating, or they're not eating, or they're not eating enough. One day may not be a problem, but if we see a pattern, we need to be aware of that. And then finally, the one that our doctors have talked to us the most about is loneliness and social isolation. Veterans sometimes, because they don't understand what's going on or don't believe because they have shame that they don't think we would understand, that they don't want to be around. They're looking for reasons to separate themselves from this new civilian community, even if that's family and friends. And it's in that loneliness that we run the risk of loss to death by suicide.
Are there enough community groups or organizations around where veterans can join, whether it's in person or online, so they could be with other veterans, so they could share these stories? Do we have enough of those resources?
Yeah, well, we plainly are adding to the resources that already exist, because at 17 losses per day to death by suicide, they're not aware of what's available. And we have some of those organizations identified for the veterans and military families on our website. So, for example, it might not be a situation where the veteran doesn't know where the VFW or the VSO is, but maybe their family members don't know anything about that. So when they're having conversation at the table, they can suggest things that might rebuild community. So we want to empower families to be able to help if our service member, now a veteran, is looking for support. Are we doing enough is the question, Jason. And the question is, no, we haven't collectively done enough to fight stigma, particularly with this community. So we're declaring war on it right now. We're using our campaign as one of our assets to fight stigma. And what we're saying is, we're building you a bridge from your service life to your civilian life. And if you're ready to get help, help needs to be provided, because you've earned it, you're worth it, and you deserve it.
KCBS listener Christina has a question, Raul. How are America's veterans dealing with PTSD? Are treatments like EMDR helping treat people with trauma?
So one of the challenges that we have, and I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not going to get into any particular case, but one of the things that we recognize is that sometimes our veterans don't understand the signs and symptoms that they're experiencing. And so the best thing we can encourage is go see a health professional. Go see your doctor that may or may not be a psychiatrist to see what the appropriate treatment is for your appropriate situation. PTSD is a challenge in the veterans community, but that's not the only challenge veterans have because, Jason, we're human beings. We're not human doers, and they're not war machines. They're human beings, too. And we got to get them the help they need. That starts with talking to a trusted healthcare provider.
Raul, we're approaching the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, which preceded the war on terror and a generation of service members. Might that be a triggering event that families need to watch for veterans, something like 9/11 and the 25th anniversary?
It certainly could be. And I think even when I think about you and me, Jason, like the reality of it is we all remember where we were on 9/11. We know our lives were changed a little bit by what happens. Obviously, you can't fly anymore in the same way we used to, just walk up, drop somebody off at the gate and so forth. So we do want to make sure that there aren't triggering elements for not only service members but for civilians. But we have to recognize as we get to the 21st anniversary, some of the people who have died by suicide or some of the people who are struggling right now actually volunteered to go defend our freedoms abroad in the aftermath of the 9/11 tragedy. Shame on us if we're not providing resources when they return home so that they can thrive out of uniform in the same way they thrived when they were in uniform. We believe mental health care works. .org is a pathway to a better tomorrow.
Raul, can you tell us more about the Mental Health Care Works program, how this new campaign is different from past initiatives?
So we started the Mental Health Care Works campaign back in the summer of 2023. Over 1.2 billion people have engaged with our campaign since that time, but we didn't rush to tell the veteran's story because we were told by veterans, if you don't let us do it, then don't do it at all because you'll cause more harm than good. So the first thing you hit when you go to our website, mentalhealthcareworks.org, is our veteran stories where you have real-life veterans talking about their stories, again, the highs and the lows, Jason, of navigating the journey or having a negative consequence of death by suicide because we didn't get to complete that journey. Our mission is to take that 17 deaths of veterans by suicide to zero. And we got to work together to do that. So the foundation has to play its part. And we think the campaign is a part of helping build that bridge to a better tomorrow.
What's your hope for future conversations around mental health and America's veterans?
There is no health without mental health. There is no shame in asking for help if you need it. That is strength. And we have to start prioritizing our mental health in the exact same ways that we prioritize our physical health. So if you bang your knee, Jason, you know what to do about running into the coffee table in your knee. If you have an invisible wound in your mind, we need to be able to feel just as comfortable getting some help for our invisible wounds as we have for our physical wounds. We hope and believe that that's what the campaign's doing, and we're proud of the veterans and families who step forward with courage and truth to help us do this. And I'm very proud not only of my team, but our doctors at the APA who not only encouraged us to take this path, but gave us the tools to do it right.
Raul, for a veteran of a family member listening right now, what's your message how they can help themselves or their loved ones?
You don't have to have all of the answers today, but there is help provided because many of these conditions are treatable. Many of these conditions are diagnosable. We just have to have the courage to take the first step. And maybe the first step is just going to mentalhealthcareworks.org. Maybe the first step is calling, texting, or chatting with the 988 National Crisis Helpline. Maybe the first step is to recognize the sign or symptom of sleeplessness and just saying, hey, it seems like you haven't been sleeping well. I heard you rustling around in the kitchen. Is there anything I can do for you? Don't indict them. Don't ask them what's wrong with them. Just say, is there anything I could do to help? They may or not, may not be ready to talk, but be open if they are ready to talk, to receive them, to get them the help they've earned.
We appreciate that advice, Raul. Thank you very much for joining us here this morning on KCBS.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you to all your audience. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you as well. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Raul Andrews Jr., Executive Director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, and their work in helping America's veterans overcome mental health hurdles. You can listen to this entire interview and past Ask an Expert on the Odyssey app. Download the app on your smartphone and favorite KCBS radio. The interviews are posted in the on-demand section, or you could utilize the rewind feature to listen to it back.